Amherst won the regular season meeting on the road last month, 65-51. Overton has won 5 of their last 8, and each loss is to a state-rated ball club. Tonight's winner advances to Friday night's semifinal at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's the Eagles and Broncos coming up next, but first, the new Texan pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with Classic and Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament of the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's give you a quick look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Amherst and Overton for Overton. Number 13 is 5'10 sophomore Sam Kolhonik. Number 15, 5'8 senior Chris Seeberger. Number 21 is 6'3 senior Creighton Ryan. Number 23, 6'3 senior Caleb Eklund. And number 25, a 5'11 senior in Dylan Margaretts. For Amherst, number 10, 5'9 sophomore Trevor Adelung. Number 20, 5'10 junior Trey Tobenheim. Number 24, 6' junior Braden Eckhout. Number 30, 6' senior Cale Preble. And number 34, 6'2 junior Ty Hadwiger. The head coach at Amherst, Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman, Les Adelung, Clint Little. The head coach at Overton. The starting line is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And that'll be our shortened New Tech Seed pregame show as they wasted no time here. Overton won the opening tip, but then they called him for going over and back. So Amherst will get the basketball. We just saw a heck of a comeback here. Pleasanton hitting a 3 at the horn by Cale Miller to upset Axtell, 53-52. Amherst 15-1, Overton 7-10. This was a tie ball game going into the fourth quarter in the regular season, and then Amherst took advantage of some turnovers and hit the offensive glass and won it 65-51. Amherst with their first possession here, working against the Overton zone. Overton very athletic. They try to force it inside. The ball will be stolen away by Sam Kolhonik. So each team turns it over on their opening possession of the basketball game. We're 45 seconds in. Amherst playing man-to-man. On the left wing with it is Chris Seeberger. They just came off another overtime game, falling to Elm Creek, where they made a heck of a comeback on Friday night. And then we're able to beat Eustace Farnham in the play-in game on Saturday, 49-28. As we said, North Platte, St. Pat's, Elwood, Elm Creek, all state rated. Those are their last three losses. They're 5-3 in those 8 games. Overton turns it over again. So Amherst will get a second crack at it offensively here. Working around the perimeter, Overton likes to pack in that 2-3 zone with Creighton Ryan in the middle of it. Right side, Adelung fires the 3. It's all net. First bucket of the ball game, Trevor Adelung. Both teams have lost to North Platte St. Pat's. Amherst, that's their only loss in the finals of their own holiday tournament here. Played them tough, but fell 76-65. And we've got a 5-second count. Up top, Caleb Eklund, guarded out near midcourt, was just trying to find somebody to get it to. Overton, 3 possessions, 3 turnovers to start the basketball game. Kearney High currently playing Hastings on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney won the girls' game, pulling away big in the second half, 51-26. It was a 5-point game at halftime. But they hold Hastings to 10 points in the second half. Here's a 3-pointer, Hadwiger. It's no good. The rebound is brought down by Trey Tobenheim, and the floater is going to be up and no good again. Rebound brought down by Chris Seeberger. Off the miss from Braden Eckhout. Up top with it, Eklund. He's guarded here by Cale Preble. Swings it over to the right-hand corner to Kolhonik. Kolhonik dribbles it out on the wing. Hands it there to Ryan. Ryan and Eklund, the 1-2 punch for this ball club. But Seeberger from time to time has been stepping it up. He had a big game, especially in the fourth quarter against Elm Creek. Seeberger drives to the right elbow. He had a good game against Amherst last time, Coach Giffen said. Now Coach Clint Little's going to change up the offensive play call here. Overton has yet to take a shot. They'll force it inside of the reach-in foul. Going to be called here on Amherst. And it's go on Adelung. Trevor with the first foul of the game, says Mr. Pearson, our official. Overton will lob it in, top of the circle to Kolhonik, right back in the right-hand corner. Underneath, there's a nice pass. The layup is up and good for Caleb Eklund on the assist from Creighton Ryan. And Overton is on the board. 3-2. Amherst hustling up the floor. Blocking foul going to be called on Overton. And it's going to be on Dylan Margaret's first foul on Overton. So it'll be underneath their own hoop. Amherst will throw it in. Both teams red and white. Pleasanton is advanced on. Could be a matchup tomorrow as the three-pointer is on the way. Braden Eck out. It is no good. And the defensive rebound pulled down by Eklund. Caleb gives it off to Creighton Ryan. Brings it up into the paint. Kicks it off in the corner. Kohanic three is no good. Offensive rebound back up. And it is no good by Margaret's. And then another offensive rebound. We'll see a foul as Overton will go to the line here. Will they call it on the shot or not? Looks like no. And that could be the second on Adelung, or is it going to be the first on Taubenheim? They'll say Taubenheim is first. So Overton will now sub in Peyton Grote. He is a 6'2 sophomore. On the inbounds, the layup is missed by Seeberger, and Hadwiger will grab the rebound. Had a great backdoor look, couldn't finish. So we played 3 minutes, and it's 3-2 Amherst here in the FKC quarterfinals, the 2-7 matchup. Hadwiger, jump stop in the lane, pull-up jumper over Grote, no good. Rebound, a yank down by Creighton Ryan. Wrighton, bounce pack up the front court. They'll get it to Kohanic, to Seeberger for three. It's short, and the rebound brought down by Eckout, and he wants to sprint to the other end, and it's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds by Creighton Ryan. They say it did not bounce off of Ryan's leg, and the Broncos will bring in Holden Eckout. Holden Eckout will check in, and checking out Cale Preble to take it in. Eckout here for Amherst, bounces it into the corner to Hadwiger, out to Taubenheim. Eckout's covered, so they can't get it to him for a three. He'll pop out to the right side of the key, over to Adelung, left-hander, fires the three-pointer. Knew he missed it. It's off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Chris Seeberger. So they hit their first three, and Amherst has now missed three in a row. Up top with it is Kohanic. Kohanic, couple of dribbles, crossover. He's the sophomore. The other four starters are all seniors. On the wing, they'll go to Ryan. Ryan into the paint, forces the shot, no good. Got it back, scored. Kind of missed it so bad that he knew he could grab his own rebound, and he has his first bucket to give Overton a 4-3 lead. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. Eckout, free throw line, Hadwiger dumps it down to the left-hand corner to Adelung. Adelung's entry pass draws a foul. And it's going to be called on Peyton Grote. His first of the team, second and now in for Amherst is Brian Bramer, the 6'3 junior. And they will give Trey Taubenheim a breather. 4-3, low-scoring first quarter. Here in the FKC quarterfinals. Lob in Adelung, open three on the inbound. Good. Trevor has both buckets now for Amherst. They're both threes. And it's 6-4 Broncos. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. As they fire it up the floor, nobody covers Eklund. He tries to get it to Grote. Bramer will knock it out of bounds. Here comes DJ Anderson into the ball game for Overton. And also Dylan Margaret's will re-enter the basketball game. Inbounds pass comes up top. Anderson in the corner. Three-pointer on the way and too strong by Eklund. Rebound, though, is a reverse layup put back up and in by Creighton Ryan. Tied at six. Amherst quickly up the floor. They'll get it to Hadwiger to the trailer. Eck out off the screen. Three-pointer. Too strong. Long rebound. Comes out to Hadwiger. He'll take it into the right-hand corner and reset it. 6-6, 3:13 to go here in the first quarter. Bramer trying to control it. He's double-teamed. Back out to Adelung. Up top, Eck out into Holden. Holden knocked out of his hands there by DJ Anderson, and it will go out of bounds to Amherst. Overton fans weren't all that fired up about it, but it looked like the right call. 6-6. Amherst to throw it in. Up top to Adelung. Adelung between the circles. Against that 2-3 zone. Over to Holden, Eck out. Back to Braden. Over to Holden. Skip pass. Left wing. Three. Comes up short. No good. A lot of threes being fired against this zone. The ball then batted out of bounds as Holden, Eck out, tried to capture the rebound. Again, our first game tonight. Pleasanton led once, and it was at the buzzer. 53-52 on the three-point bucket by Pleasanton's Cale Miller. The winner of this will play the winner of that on Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Viero Events Center. With it is Grote in the right-hand corner. Back out of the wing to DJ Anderson. Dribbles with a left hand into the paint all the way to the left glass. Puts it up over Bramer and scores. Anderson gives over to the lead at 8-6. Amherst, though, just two three-pointers. Going to have to find a little more offense than that Adelung between the circles. They are 2 of 7 from downtown. Adelung backs it out, takes a second look at the defense. Up top, they'll go to Preble, who's back in. Left wing, Taubenheim. Three more, almost banked it in. It was so strong. Long rebound brought down by Ryan. Outlet pass to Anderson. He went up off the wrong foot, and he was totally off balance. Missed it, and then he commits the foul. Just got off balance that time, trying to lay it in off the wrong foot. And Trey Taubenheim gets the rebound. Anderson the foul. Tough break there for the junior, DJ Anderson. And we're going to have multiple substitutions. Let's set the five on the floor for Amherst. It's Preble, Taubenheim, Adelung. It's going to be their five starters, Hadwiger and Braden Eckhout. For Overton, top of the zone, DJ Anderson and Sam Kulhonik. As they go with a backdoor, nice bounce pass. Adelung, reverse layup, is up and in. Trey Taubenheim, first two-point bucket of the game for Amherst. 1:50 to go, first quarter. It's 8-8. Up front, Anderson, DJ's three, comes up short that time. Rebound. Ends up in the hands of the Broncos, and we're going to have a foul called on Kulhonik as Trey Taubenheim got his third board. First foul on Kulhonik, fourth foul on the Eagles. Down at the bottom of that zone, by the way, for Overton is Seeberger, Ryan, and Eklund. 8-8, 1.5 to go first quarter here in the FKC boys quarterfinals on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Overton in the paint. Hadwiger off balance, forced it up. Shot off the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound, Eklund up the floor. Bounce pass, trying to thread the needle. It's kicked. So Overton will maintain possession. The Husker men's basketball team in action tonight in a dandy. It's Nebraska 40, Northwestern 39. 16 minutes to go in the game on the Breeze, 94.5. Overton has it up top. Wide open three. Kulhonik pulls the trigger, and he banked it in. So whatever it takes, the first three of the game, Overton now leads it by 3, 11-8, and then Amherst gets a little zealous and has their pass knocked away as they tried to get it underneath. So the underdogs making some noise here tonight in the FKC. Inbounds pass knocked into the Overton bench by DJ Anderson. They'll try it again. Again on the other side of this bracket, Elm Creek and Elwood. Trying to get a final score on that to pass along to you tonight. And Wilcox Hildreth playing SEM as Braden Eckhout takes the inbound and hits the three. So three threes of the ball game for Amherst here in the first quarter. We're tied at 11. Kulhonik gets it up into the front court to Eklund. Eklund wraparound pass back to Sam. Back to Eklund, left wing, fakes the three. One dribble back to Sam. Three in the corner. It's no good. Rebound comes out long. Sam got it. His follow shot hit the front of the rim. It's no good. Another rebound brought down by Ty Hadwiger. Up into the front court they go. They'll find Taubenheim, and Taubenheim is going to be fouled. Coach Clint Little right in front of him saying, hey, how about the armbar push-off? And he's not going to get the call. 31 seconds to go here in quarter number one. 11-11. And it'll be Eckhout to throw it in. They'll box the lane on the Amherst inbound. Lob it up top to Adelung, who's hit a couple of threes. Reverse it into the corner to Eckhout. Tried to find Preble. He's covered on the block. Everything outside the perimeter. Inside Hadwiger. Back cut. Preble kicks it out. Open three on the way. Eckhout's good. Fourth three here in the first quarter. And Amherst back on top. 14-11. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Eklund in the front corner. One-on-one and a hand check foul. Cale Preble. Otherwise, he was by him to the rack. First on Cale. Back in will be Dylan Margaritz. Just under 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Overton ball on their own baseline. And to throw it in will be Seeberger. Looks in the paint, covered, then tried to force it in, and Adelung picks the ball off. Chance to add to the lead here for Amherst. Adelung uncovered, gives it to Hadwiger. He forces his way in. His shot's no good. His tip at the horn is no good. And the official, did he call a goaltend? Yes, he did. He called a goaltend because one of the Overton players got their hand in the net. And now, do they need to put more time on the clock? No, there's .1 left. So they'll give Ty Hadwiger credit for the bucket, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. With the score, Amherst 16, and Overton 11. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Amherst. And Amherst is going to get the ball to start the second quarter of play. They scored the final 8 points of the first quarter, and it's the Broncos 16 and Overton 11. 4 of 10 from three-point land in the first quarter. Here's another one, Adelung, it's good. And that's what's made to order against the zone, 19 to 11. And Tripp coming up the floor. The ball is loose. Margaret's able to save it, though, for Overton. Gives it back to Seaberger, who forces it up. No good, but what a great follow by Caleb Eklund. Right place, right time. Eklund grabs that air ball out of the air, throws it up off the glass and scores, and that will end the 11-0 run by Amherst. 19-13 is your score. Into the right-hand corner, Adelung to Hadwiger. Dribbles in between the zone, out to Eck, out another three-pointer, and it is good. 4 straight threes have been hit by Amherst, 22-13. Fast break the other way. Overton just doesn't have enough guys that get down the floor. It's a one-on-three about every time. Scoop pass underneath. The layup is missed by Kolhanek. The rebound brought down by Tobenheim. And they want to run. Hadwiger cut off on the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Preble to Eckout. Swings it over to Tobenheim. Into the corner. Adelung for three. There's 5 in a row. Time out, Overton. When you're raining down the threes, it's hard to keep up. The score is Amherst, 25, and Overton, 13. It is a 17-2 run with those 5 straight threes. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Amherst is going to put on full court pressure to really try and put their foot on the throat. Amherst breaks it, though, 2-on-1. Kolhanek hits Seaberger. Seaberger has his ball knocked away. The steal going to be called, and then Amherst gives it right back as they lost the handle. Second turnover on Amherst. Overton has 5, but Amherst hit 3 threes on their first 3 possessions of the second quarter in 1:10. They are now 7 of 13. They started 1 of 4, so 6 out of their last 9. And the ball knocked away. Overton having trouble. It's still loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Braden Eckout. 6th turnover for Overton. Yet to have a free throw in the game, and Amherst throws it away, trying to get up the floor a little quick. So right now for Amherst, Trevor Adelung has 4 threes, 12 points. Braden Eckout has 3 threes, 9 points. And then we have 2 other 2-point buckets from Tobenheim and Hadwiger. For Overton, 4 for Ryan and Eklund. 25-13. Grote has checked in here for the Eagles. 1 dribble into the right-hand corner. Back out top, Ryan. Skip pass, 3-pointer on the way. Caleb Eklund, it comes up short, no good. They're 1 of 6 from the outside. Rebound brought down by Tobenheim. Baseball pass to the other end, and Adelung lays it up and in. 27-13, and Overton has got to find a way, or they are going to be on the wrong end of a blowout here tonight. Amherst out to a much quicker start than the first meeting. Again, they try to force it inside, but it's tipped out as Grote couldn't get around the defender. In for Amherst, Blake Kreitz, and Holdenek out. Hadwiger and Adelung will get a breather. 27-13, a three on the inbounds. Another one on the way here for Overton. No good on the shot by Creighton Ryan. And the rebounds run down to the corner and then into the hands of Overton. As the ball got loose, they missed a point-blank layup. Nothing going the way of Overton right now. Running the floor, Kreitz somehow finds the trailer. The layup by Eckout. Holden couldn't get it to go in traffic. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. And Holden Eckout trying to catch up commits the foul. So you got some desperation from Overton. You've got Amherst with a comfortable 14-point lead, trying to keep the hammer down, putting the pressure on. Grote out, Seeberger back in. The original five starters out there for Overton, except DJ Anderson, who's on the floor. Along with Kolhanek, Seeberger, Ryan, and Eklund, as Margaret's gets a breather. 27-13, a 19-2 run by Amherst. It was 11-8 Overton late in the first. Left corner elbow, Kolhanek finally able to get one down. Knocks down the 13-footer, and it's 27-15. So Overton's got some work to do with 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. A lot of game left, and they have to hope that Amherst starts missing some of those three-pointers. Overton extends the 2-3 zone. Skip pass over to Preble. Shouldn't be a threat from out there, but he'll take it, and it is good. They're all falling. Six straight threes for Amherst. Baseball pass at the other end. There's Overton trying too hard. They throw it away. Are we going to get a tip? The officials are going to have a discussion here. They're going to say that the ball went out of bounds to Amherst, but the officials are going to discuss whether it was tipped or not, and they're going to say yes, it was. So Overton gets to keep the basketball underneath their own hoop here. 30-15. Amherst with their biggest lead of the game. Overton with the ball underneath their own hoop. Ryan to throw it in. Overton is just as capable of going on a run to Eklund. Fakes the pass, tries the baseline. Right-hand scoop shot up and in. So athletic are Eklund and Ryan. But they need a five-player group out there. And when they're clicking, they're as good as anybody. But they just can't get the four quarters put together against some of the top-tier teams in the conference. Adelung back in over to Preble. Preble on the right side of the key to Hadwiger. He'll take a 15-footer. It's good. And I don't keep the misses, but Amherst has got to be shooting somewhere near 70% after the first 3 minutes. Into the corner, Margaret's tries a three for Overton. They're not going. And the rebound brought down by Adelung. Adelung pushes it up the floor quickly. Overton's back defensively. Trying to lob it inside to Holdenek. Out of hand on it by Chris Seeberger. Knocks it out of bounds. 3:37 to go here in the first half, 32-17 Amherst. Earlier tonight, Pleasanton upset Axtell 53-52. We'll talk more about it on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Inbounds pass underneath Hadwiger. Fade away from five, and Ty has his sixth point of the basketball game, 34-17. Overton had to play Eustace Farnham Saturday in the play-in game just to get here. And Overton's going to be dinged for a travel. Grote is in. Of course, last night, Pleasanton was the only girls team to pull a first-round upset, beating Wilcox-Hildreth. They'll play Elm Creek Thursday night in the second semifinal. The first semifinal will be between the 1-4 seed Axtell and Amherst. At the end of the first quarter of the boys' game, Kearney 23, Hastings 13 on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Adelung's three, top of the key. It is good. Amherst has hit seven consecutive three-point attempts. Inbounds pass, Holdenek out, went for the steal, couldn't get it. Pushing it up with the right hand, Sam Kolhanek. Stutter dribble goes on the crossover on top of the time, but doesn't attack. Into the corner, Grote. Lobs it in on the post. There's a little layup that goes for Creighton Ryan, his sixth point. But the points are coming a lot harder for the Overton Eagles. 37-19 Amherst. And they'll finally toss one out of bounds here. A little miscommunication, throwing it behind Adelung. Substitutions now for both teams. Braden Eckout's back in there for Amherst. Braden and Holden Eckout, Adelung, Tobenheim, Ty Hadwiger. For Overton, you have got The original five starters minus Kulhonik, he's resting if Peyton Grote is out there. 37-19, Amherst is just raining down threes over the last 7 minutes. They have hit seven consecutive threes. They are 9 of 15 from the outside. They started 2 of 8. Grote up top, lobs it down low again to Ryan. He's double-teamed, kicks it out. Margaret's needs a three, can't get it to go, but it's kicked out of bounds by Amherst. Saw Overton a couple of weeks ago against Elwood, couldn't buy a three in that game, and they're 1 of 9 here. They're getting thumped at the three-point arc. Looking to throw it in is Seeberger, lobs it into the paint to Margaret's. Kicks it out, now back into Eklund. He'll dice his way down the paint. Lay it up and in, Creighton Ryan with 8. 37-21, long outlet pass. Eck out, Braden to the trailer, Tobenheim. Back to Braden, thought about the three, now dribbles in, steps through the double team, and he walked with the basketball. Just kind of got off balance there a little bit and had to take an extra quarter step. That'll be the fifth turnover for Amherst. 1:52 to go in the first half, 37-21 Amherst. They're shooting lights out. And a trip in the backcourt, Ty Hadwiger will be called for a blocking foul. His first, the team fouls are now even at 5 apiece. In other scores, Lexington boys lead Broken Bow at the end of the first, 13-9. Elm Creek beats Elwood tonight, continuing the Pirates' struggles of making the quarterfinals. 59-43, Elm Creek beat Elwood. SEM hanging in with Wilcox-Hildreth. Wilcox-Hildreth 27-24 at the half. Here is Eklund, and he might get called for a walk at the other end. Yeah, he did. Was going to fake the pass and drive in. The only problem is the Amherst defender didn't bite. And Overton with their eighth turnover. So Elm Creek has advanced on over Elwood, and they'll play the Will Hill SEM winner. And Will Hill leading by 3 at the half. Right now, 37-21, another three, and that's an air ball. So the streak ends quickly, but the ball is slapped out into the hands of Trevor Adelung by Eklund. Adelung shoots, missed, got his own rebound, kicks it back out, driving baseline, Ty Hadwiger. Dylan Margaret's going to be called for putting too much body on him. That'll be the second on Margaret's. Sixth team foul, so they'll have to take it out again. 1:21 to go before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 37-21 Amherst. They'll lob it up top. Adelung, right wing to Tobenheim, back up to Trevor. Still in that 2-3 zone. Now a three-pointer, Braden Eckout. It is good. The fourth three for Braden Eckout. 40-21. Baseball pass to the other end. Margaret's got behind everybody. He'll finish. Dylan with a little cherry picking. 1 minute to go here in the half. Amherst doesn't slow down. Adelung hits the trailer, Tobenheim in the paint. They'll get it to Eckout. Back out top, Tobenheim. Floater from 10. Everything is going in. Second bucket for Tobenheim. 42-23. Overton down by 19. The 23 actually isn't even that bad. The 42 is. Margaret's in the paint. One-hand jumper off balance. No good. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckout. Overton forcing a lot of shots. And now Coach Bill Giffen saying, let's just play for one with 30 seconds to go. We'll catch our breath. We'll take a huge lead into halftime. 20 seconds to go. Overton putting a little pressure on, trying to keep an eye on Adelung. Is Dylan Margaret's 15 seconds. Braden Eckout dribbling at half court. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up next. 8 seconds. Eckout left-hand dribble. Back cut. Reverse layup. No, they'll kick it out. Ty Hadwiger for three. It's no good. Follows his shot, and just like the end of the first quarter, he scores again. Hadwiger with a putback at the end of the first and at the end of the second quarter, and the largest lead here at halftime as Amherst plays one of their best halves, and it wasn't that pretty in the first 4 minutes of the game. They had 6 points on a couple of threes. They started 2 of 8 from three-point land, but over the last 11 minutes, they're as hot as you could possibly be. It is Amherst 44, Overton 23. We will be back. Talk with Pleasanton coach Mitch Armour after their one-point win. We will also have the first half stats and some score updates for you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back to Amherst. As always, a big thank you to all the fine folks here, Athletic Director Tyler Herman, Tom Moore, the crew for their hospitality. We are at halftime, and it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Fort Kearney Conference Boys Quarterfinals Halftime. Amherst shooting lights out. They have made 10 three-pointers in the first half of play, and they lead it 44-23 over Overton. Don't forget Amherst and Ravenna, the first game next Saturday at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, and you'll hear it on ESPN Radio. Earlier tonight, Pleasanton turned the tables on Axtell from an opening night game. Led it only once tonight, but it was as the horn sounded. Cale Miller's three-pointer at the bucket gives Pleasanton a 53-52 win over Axtell, and we're pleased to be joined by first-year head coach Mitch Armour. What about that one, Coach? Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. It was a thriller. We got a little too close than we wanted to, but
well, the first night, obviously, we talked about it. It's your first game. There's a lot of nerves out there. Axtell had a lot of kids coming back, and you shot the ball very well and had the lead and had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, and it got away, and Axtell got a win, and it's kind of spurred their season. Was there any rallying cry this week about game one, or was it more about how you guys were playing here the last couple of weeks?
I think it was more towards how we were playing the last couple of weeks. You know, that first game was pretty, you know, how first games are. You have first game mistakes, first game jitters. So we had to clean a lot of things up. We've gotten a lot better since then, and obviously Axtell has too. And that was definitely a deciding factor tonight. You know, we just tried to hang in there, and just keep grinding, keep chopping wood, and eventually we were able to get a good look at the basketball.
I thought Axtell was eventually going to be able to just put you away with all the offensive rebounds they had in the ball game. They had numerous second and third chance opportunities that helped them get that double-digit lead. How did you finally start to even that out in the fourth quarter?
Well, we just kept stressing, boxed out. You know, we'd have four guys boxing out, and then the fifth guy wouldn't get a good seal, and that fifth guy would come in and get a rebound. That was getting frustrating more towards the end of the game. We kept on having to make adjustments. They kept on killing us on every adjustment we made. We had to go more of just a one-on-one matchup out there, no help side. And our guys stepped up towards the end and helped us get the W. So.
We're talking with Pleasanton coach Mitch Armour after the 53-52 win over Axtell. In game one, Brendan Axman had 30 points. 15 of those were in the first quarter. And you could tell Axtell was going to make sure that they had at least one and a half guys on him all night long.
Yeah, they did, and rightfully so. Brendan had a great game that first go-round. Tonight we kind of expected double teams at the top, really pressuring him. He, you know, every night he gets everybody's best defender. So, you know, he has a lot on him. He does a great job at distributing the ball and knowing when to shoot and when to pass, which helps us out tremendously. And he also knows when we need a shot and when it's time to, you know, put your head down and go to the rack as well. So, he's doing a great job for us. A great team win, though. I thought all of our guys stepped up from the beginning. We never lost track or state of mind of what our goal was, and that was to get to the event center. And, we got off to a slow start, afternoon game, a little earlier game. Yeah. I had a snow day yesterday, and, for some reason that – make kids a little goofy. So You know, we had to get out of the funk and eventually kind of get settled down more towards that fourth quarter.
Mitch, you had started Hunter Pates from time to time throughout the year. He's maybe as a freshman a little more comfortable coming off the bench, but what a fourth quarter he had. Not only did he have 8 points, he gets you some rebounds, but it seemed like he was the one that took that intensity level over the hump there and forced a couple turnovers that got you guys going.
Oh, yeah, I thought Hunter played a really, really good game. I kind of rotate him and Bush depending on the matchup, depending on the personnel that we're going against. But, oh, Hunter's progressively became a pretty good player this far into the season. He's starting to do little things. I think the game's starting to slow down for him a little more. You know, I think he does come a little bit off the bench, a little more calm out there. And I don't think he thinks too much, which is a good thing for a freshman out there that can just boggle their own mind.
Well, you didn't hit very many threes tonight, but the one that ended it right in front of you, right in front of the bench, I know Axtell would have rather given up a layup and played to overtime, but the way that last play unfolded, they defended you so well, but in a frantic moment with 15 seconds, it's hard to keep track of everybody. And talk about what you saw from Kale on that last shot.
Well, we practice that set in and out of practice all the time. So, you know, I was kind of reluctant to call a timeout. You know, I had one left going into the last second. I, you know, kind of just wanted to play through it. I had confidence in the guys and making the right pass. A lot of times you'll have a player, you know, kind of selfishly take a shot that isn't quite there. And I thought they did a nice job of finding the open person, making that extra pass. And, man, Kale set his feet and knocked it down. Heck of a shot by Kale Miller.
Yeah, great point. Axman didn't force anything out there like teams leading scorers may do from time to time. 53-52. Coach, before we let you go, you're going to get maybe Amherst, maybe Overton if they make a big-time comeback. But you've seen them both. What do you think of this first half so far?
Good half. You know, Overton's a great team, and they've gotten better every week that they've been playing. Amherst, they just don't miss too many shots. We'll be excited to play either one of them. I know the kids are geared up for everybody in the conference that we've played. You know, we've played everybody, you know, fairly close enough to where we have at least some sort of confidence. So two really good teams out there, though. A lot of athleticism, but Amherst, man, everybody seems like they can shoot the ball out there, and you kind of just got to pick your poison, and you run out of defenders after a while.
Well, keep those passes out because you'll need them for two more games this weekend. Yep. At the event center. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Big win tonight, going to the semifinals in his first year, Coach Mitch Armour at Pleasanton. They win it 53-52. We'll look at the first half numbers right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And we're back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A quick rundown of the first half stats for Overton. DJ Anderson, 2 points. Sam Kolhanek has 5 points and a rebound. Chris Seeberger, 2 rebounds. Creighton Ryan, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Caleb Eklund, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Dylan Margaretz, 2 points. And Bryson Margaretz, 1 rebound here in the basketball game. 23 points, 12 rebounds. Neither team's been to the free throw line. 1 of 9 from three-point land, 8 turnovers. For Amherst, Trevor Adelung, 5 threes, 17 points, 3 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Braden Eckhout has hit 4 threes. He's got 12 points, 3 rebounds. Cale Preble, 3 points. Ty Hadwiger, 8 points, 5 rebounds. 44 points, 16 rebounds. No free throw attempts, 10 of 18 from three-point land, 5 turnovers. And Amherst leads it by a score of 44-23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Overton will get the ball to start the third quarter, try to fire it inside, and they'll turn it over for the ninth time of the ball game. And Amherst quickly back on the offense. Adelung on the right wing. Back up top to Eckhout. Between the circles to Adelung. We'll take a look at our Seeds to Success here, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seeds professional, in just a moment. Well, Amherst, looks like they're kind of trying to slow it down, work it inside, work on their post play here with a 21-point lead at the half. And instead, they're going to have it tipped away here in the corner by Creighton Ryan. Again, your Seeds to Success brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Professional, where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help you get the most out of every acre? It's easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Well, Overton down 21. They've got to be patient as Eckhout takes a three. It is no good strong. Rebound brought down by Dylan Margaretz, and they're going to have to get some help from Amherst. Bottom line is Amherst got to start missing shots as Margaretz misses a five-footer at the other end, and then we've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Amherst. Trevor Adelung on that one. The Seeds to Success for Amherst. Take care of the ball. Play your game, but don't take bad shots. Just because you've made a lot of threes, don't just take them because they're there. You've got the lead. The key is to move on to the semifinals, and you have padded it up by 21, and you just saw what happened in the game before as Dylan Margaretz blocks the shot of Trey Tobenheim. Our Seeds to Success are brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Professional. Down the lane, you got to get in front of him, and Creighton Ryan will make you pay. He lays it over the front of the rim and in, 44-25. We were talking about that a little bit before the ball game. Overton, you know, everybody that ever warmed up in basketball, right-hand layup, left-hand layup, well, Overton was doing over-the-front-of-the-rim layups, and that's because they drive the middle of the lane so often. A lot of transition buckets, even in the half court. They'll take it down the lane. We've seen it all year long. We've seen it again tonight. They just haven't been able to do it enough. And a reach in on the entry pass here to Ty Hadwiger, Dylan Margaretz. That's his third foul. He is the only player in any kind of foul trouble, only one with multiple fouls. He'll check out. Peyton Grote will come in. Amherst will throw it on the baseline. Hadwiger elevates from the right block, hit the eight-footer. That's just a tough shot. Well defended, but Hadwiger showing the ups there, and he's got 10. 46-25, Amherst, 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. A three-point shooting barrage has given Amherst this lead. Isolation right side. It'll be Kulhonic down to the baseline to Eklund. Back out top, Ryan will go to Seeberger. To Kulhonic. Back over to Seeberger. Seeberger with a right-hand dribble, leaves it off there against this man-to-man. Overton will drive it into the paint. There's a nice drive off the glass. Too strong by Kulhonic, but Caleb Eklund is there for the putback. And you're almost to the point now where you turn it over to Eklund and Ryan. We saw that happen in the Elwood game a couple of weeks ago. Jumper baseline. Hadwiger, no. Preble's the only guy there, and he keeps it alive long enough for it to come out to Ty Hadwiger to Eckhout for the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. Outlet pass to Eklund, and see, there they go. Too fast. Threw it away. Overton so good in that open court, but sometimes they try to get down the floor faster than they can, and out of bounds it goes. 46-27. Amherst with the lead. At halftime, it's Kearney's boys leading Hastings 36-21 on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. The Kearney girls won earlier tonight, 51-26. Halftime, Lexington leads Broken Bow 22-17 in the boys' game. Elm Creek beat Elwood earlier tonight in the FKC. Left-handed drive in the paint, little contact. Adelung comes up short. Grote will get the rebound. And Eklund will slow it down. He'll be the last guy across the timeline with the basketball. Scoring is also slowed down here in this third quarter of play. Oh, Grote was wide open underneath, and they flat out overthrew him. Third turnover of the quarter, and Amherst will catch a break. Stutter dribble up the floor. Tobenheim out to Preble, the trailer for the three. No good. 0-3 here in the quarter. Long rebound out to Kulhonic. Kulhonic 2-on-2 into the paint. Finds the trailer. Three-pointer Creighton Ryan. It's short. No good. Long rebound comes out to Braden Eckhout. So you got 4 points in the quarter for Overton and two for Amherst, and we have played over 4 minutes. 44 in the first half, two here. Adelung will try the three. It's good. His sixth of the game. That's all they needed to get it going again, but The Overton defense was good enough to claw back into it. Their offense not here in the first 4 minutes. Up front with it, Eklund, guarded by Preble. Swings it out on the right wing to Seeberger. Tom and I better be a little careful here. He's been reaching and hand-checking, and they haven't called him for it yet. Bounce pass comes over to Eklund. Eklund gets by his defender, takes it to the rack, laid it off the rim, no good. There was some contact. They didn't get a call. Rebound brought down Eck out, coast to coast. Left-hand scoop shot is good. 12 plus 2, 14 for Braden Eckout. And the lead now at 24. No look pass. Beautiful layup is up and in. Sam Kolhanek got a great dime from Creighton Ryan. 7 for Kolhanek. There's not enough of that tonight for Overton. Amherst has 4 games to go after the tournament. 3 for Overton, including Wilcox Hildreth. Three-pointer in the corner. Got boxed out to the ground. Did Eckout. It's no good. And the rebound comes all the way back to Caleb Eklund, his 5th. Up to Ryan, another bounce pass underneath. Turnaround jumper up and in for Chris Seeberger. So they have found something out here in transition. And Coach Bill Giffen says, let's stop that. They're getting some good half-court passes to wide-open layups. So 2:33 to go here in the third quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank could do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC, 5131 Amherst, 2:37 to go here on Classic Hits.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Well, there has been plenty of action tonight in our doubleheader here at Amherst. The first game, of course, going to Pleasanton, 53-52 over Axtell. As a three-pointer at the bucket by, buzzer by Cale Miller was the difference. Here, 51-31 Amherst. Underneath, just checking in, is Blake Kreitz. He gets a bullet pass from Braden Eckout, lays it over the rim and in. So Amherst gives Overton a taste of their own medicine at the other end. Anderson, left-hand layup, will not go. Rebound brought down by Kreitz. Overton has missed enough bunnies to cost him about 14 points tonight. Eckout passes on the three. Hadwiger takes the three. His foot was on the line, but they put the indication up. It's no good. And the rebound will be pulled down by Brendan Meyer, who has checked in. A little 5'4 freshman trying to change things. DJ Anderson missed the point-blank shot. Back-to-back for Overton. Kreitz gets a rebound, so we're seeing some new faces in there. Minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. Kreitz leaves it off to Hadwiger, right corner. Skip pass to Adelum. Dribbles in, pulls up, 10-footer. Too strong. Kreitz tips it out into the hands of Hadwiger to Adelung for three. He finally missed one, and there's a shove of the back. Holden Eck, Holden Eck out with the rebound. Caleb Eklund with the foul, his 1st. 53-31. Amherst leads it by 22. Inbounds pass, knocked away out of bounds by Creighton Ryan. Out there for Overton, you've got Ryan, you've got Eklund, DJ Anderson, Brendan Meyer, and Dylan Margaritz. And Overton, Preble, gets it on the baseline, drives the block, and there's Dylan Margaritz standing his ground, getting his 2nd block. Up ahead to Meyer. Meyer taking it and holding Eck out. The scoop shot no good, follow no good, and a foul called. Caleb Eklund was there, couldn't get it to go over the rim, holding Eck out the rebound. But they are going to call the foul on Amherst, so scratch that rebound for Eck out. The foul is on Trey Tobenheim, his 2nd. 1st of the half on Amherst, and at the line to shoot 2, Caleb Eklund. This is the 1st free throw attempt of the game by either team. 1:14 to go in the third quarter, and it's the 1st free throw, and it's no good. Eklund has 8. 2nd free throw coming up on the way, and it's good. 9 points, six rebounds for Caleb Eklund. 53-32 Amherst. A minute 10 to go here in quarter number three on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Overton, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Nebraska men will win tonight. They actually score some points. 76-60 over Northwestern, pulling away in the second half. Huskers 76, Northwestern 60. And as Kreitz takes it inside, the ball is going to be knocked away and a foul going to be called on Caleb Eklund, his second. Blake Kreitz will go to the line now, and we'll get our first free throws of the game for Amherst. And the junior puts it up and hits the front of the rim. No good. Amherst pretty balanced. Blake Eckhout, 18 a game, 14 for Hadwiger, 12 for Adelung, but he's the star tonight. Second free throw, Kreitz on the way. Too strong. Rebound, Holden Eckhout, and then knocked out of his hands, and another foul. So the Eagles might be running out of gas. And it's another one on Eklund. Three straight here in about a minute's worth of time. Peyton Grote's going to come in, and Eklund's going to check out. 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 15-1, Amherst leading 7-10. Overton, 53-32. Preble will throw it in to the corner right back, up top to Kreitz. Amherst was 10 of 18 from three-point land in the first half, unofficially 1 of 6. Here in the quarter, and now they turn it over for the first time in the quarter. Also tonight in women's basketball, it was Connecticut pounding Cincinnati for the second time this year, 96-36, the 900th win for Gino Auriemma, the fastest at any level to reach 900 career wins. Here it will be Overton basketball on the left wing. Chris Seeberger, skip pass right side to Meyer. Thought about the long three. Now fires it back to Seeberger in the paint. Six-footer good. Assist Meyer. Bucket Seeberger, his second. 53-34, 20 seconds remains. Here in quarter number three. Ball into the front court. Looking for some help is Kreitz, 10 seconds. Back up top they go. Bounce pass, back door. Preble missed it, but Grote was leaning on him. And then the rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. Ryan from three-quarter court will let it go. It's short. That's the end of the third quarter of play in the Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinals. The Amherst boys at home leading Overton 53-34 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you back with us at Amherst. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school athletics. And after scoring 44 points in the first half, Amherst only scored 9 points in the third quarter, but it's good enough to maintain a 53-34 lead. Overton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Creighton Ryan, 10. Caleb Eklund, 9. Sam Kolhanek, 7. Dylan Margaret swings it over to Eklund on the right wing. Looks off the back cut, gets it inside. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Sam Kolhanek, great move. He's got 9. 53-36. Amherst is led by Trevor Adelung with 20. He's hit 6 threes. Braden Eckhout, 14. Ty Hadwiger, 10. After going 10 of 18 in the first half from three-point land, 1 of 6 here. Hadwiger makes a nice one-hand catch to save it. Out to Adelung. His shot from 10, no good. Ball tipped out to Sam Kolhanek. Overton wants to run again. Great pass from half court. And the layup is finished by Chris Seeberger on the assist from Creighton Ryan. 53-38, 15-point game. Hadwiger drives. It won't go off the baseline. Rebound brought down by Ryan. Ryan up to Eklund. Eklund 360 spin move, but he came up short. And the rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout, trying to reweave his way through traffic into the front court, still going. Bounce pass to Hagwiger, lost it. Turnover Amherst, their seventh. Up the floor, a reach-in foul on Preble. So the pace picking up a little bit. Obviously, Overton's going to need a lot of possessions, but remember, Pleasanton was down by as many as 16, and they were down double digits in the fourth quarter before winning. 15-point game, 6:49 to go. Overton can definitely do it. But Amherst, it's going to be tough to do it at Amherst, who's 15-1, as they really pick up the man-to-man defensive pressure here. Into the hands of Caleb Eklund. He stands 30 feet away from the hoop. Up top, they'll go to Seaberger. They're going to have to execute outstanding here in the fourth quarter. Seaberger got tripped. Blocking foul on Trey Tobenheim, his third. That is the third foul of the half on Amherst. Again, the winner plays Pleasanton, 8 o'clock Friday night at the Viero Event Center. Tomorrow night, it's the girls' semifinal. Axtell Amherst at 6:15, and then at 8 o'clock, it'll be Elm Creek taking on Pleasanton. Three-pointer will not go for Creighton Ryan. Rebound comes out to Dylan Margaretz. They are 1 of 11 from three-point land. Get it to Seaberger, right elbow. He is shoved. He throws it up. It will not go. So they had four chances here after they cut it to 15 and couldn't score. Braden Eck out his eighth rebound. Into the front court, they get it to Tobenheim in the corner. Adelung, the lefty from the right corner, his seventh three-pointer of the ball game. And first bucket of the fourth quarter. 56-38 Amherst, 6 minutes to go. Ryan inside, turnaround jumper from the block. Kohanic, it's short, no good. Adelung got the rebound, and then crashing through there, Seaberger will be called for his first personal foul. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show, final stats, coaches' interviews, score updates. So be sure to keep it right here. DJ Anderson, Peyton Grote come in for Overton. Eklund, Ryan, and Kolhanek remain on the floor. For Amherst, their original five starters, Adelung, Tobenheim, Eckhout, Preble, and Hadwiger on the floor. High post, Preble, pass deflected away off of Eckhout. And it'll be Overton basketball. Creighton Ryan got a hand on it. And, boy, you can tell the kids are tired. They're breathing heavy, trying hard, trying to find just a spot or two to get a breath and go after it again. Man-to-man by Amherst. Into Ryan, off the pass from Eklund, lays it up and in. All they do is open up the lane on the man-to-man. And Creighton Ryan acts like he can't move another step, and then all of a sudden that first step just blows by the defender. Hadwiger in the paint at the other end. Knocking it away is DJ Anderson. Hadwiger runs all the way into the corner to grab it. Amherst has the ball back to Tobenheim. Into the paint, over Grote. Left hand, one hand, no good. Tip try, no good. Running it down for Overton will be Creighton Ryan. Outlet pass again into the front court, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Broncos. It's going to be on Braden Eckhout, his first, team's fourth. 5:11 to go in this ball game, 56-40. Amherst has the lead. They've led it all the way. At the Lou Platt Conference tonight, Gibbon has defeated St. Paul 57-45. So Gibbon will play Wood River in the semifinal or quarterfinals, we should say. Scheduled for tomorrow, but if the snow comes, it'll be Thursday. As the pass is knocked away, Adelung, his back was to the ball, and he just had his hands up playing good defense, knocked it out of there. 12th turnover, Overton, first of the quarter. Amherst has eight. Hadwiger in the paint, fadeaway jumper, rolls off the rim again, but Preble's got the rebound. Then it's blocked and taken away out of midair by Creighton Ryan. What a play again by the senior. But they're still down 16. Eklund in the paint, jump stop. Will they call a walk? Yes, they will. Wave off the bucket. And Overton turns it over, and we have got a timeout on the floor. Overton will use it. With 4:41 remaining in the basketball game, Overton was down by as many as 24, and they've kept it at 15-16 here for the last 3 minutes. It's 56-40 Amherst. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Welcome back to Amherst. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, the fine folks here at Amherst for their hospitality. Trying to make a steal, TJ Anderson does. He strips it out of the hands of Braden Eckhout, goes in, misses it, but the follow is there for Creighton Ryan. He now has 14 points and 10 rebounds, 56-42, and in the front court, Anderson couldn't get out of the way of Eckhout this time. DJ with his second foul. It is the sixth team foul. Now, we only have partial stats for Amherst. I do not have their free throw percentage, which could become important down the stretch here because that's the sixth foul. Instead, they'll take it out on the side. 56-42. This is as close as Overton has been since early in the second quarter. They were down 21 at halftime. Adelung has hit seven threes. He's got the ball out. Kicks it to the high post to Holden Eckhout. He leans his way in. A lot of contact. They're going to wave it off, call a walk. That's a good call by the official. It wasn't a true charge, but he was sure pushing the whole way. And Amherst with their 10th turnover here of the ball game. 56-42, still half the quarter to go. But they are not making threes, so Overton has to do it the old-fashioned way. DJ Anderson looking for Ryan on the block. Backdoor, great no-look pass, layup, Chris Seeberger. They look like the Globetrotters sometimes, and then they look like they couldn't throw it in the ocean. 56-44, Overton within 12. Free throw line jumper, Hadwiger bouncing around, won't go. Rebound brought down by Eklund. He ends up on the ground. A foul called on Amherst. We saw a heck of a comeback in game one. Could we see a bigger one here? We know Overton has the athletes to do it, but Amherst, outstanding athletes as well. And there's some confusion whether that's a one-and-one or not, but it is not. It's only the fifth team foul on Amherst, and they have yet to post the foul because there's a discussion over at the scorer's table about how many team fouls there are, but that's only the fifth. So Overton to throw it in now. They could cut it to 10, maybe even single digits. Fast break all the way. Hadwiger, they're going to call a charge. Seeberger took it strong. Hadwiger had to make a decision. He kind of tensed up and just let him run into him. And a charge on Chris Seeberger, his second. That's the seventh team foul, but an offensive foul, so no one and one. But 40 seconds runs off, nothing happens. You're down to 3:33 to go. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. When we are done, earlier tonight, the Nebraska men beat Louisville, or beat Northwestern, 76-60 in college basketball action. Some high school scores for you. A reach-in foul up top. No, an offensive foul on the screen here from Eckhout. So Braden Eckhout called for an offensive foul on the moving screen. Some other scores. The Fremont girls blast Grand Island tonight, 47-14. And after being down 18-6, Loup City's boys have closed on an 18-7 run to make it 24-23 at the half over Centura in the Loup Platte Conference. Seeberger in the lane just got crushed by Trey Tobenheim, his fourth. Overton's ball movement has been excellent. They just got deflated by the barrage of three-pointers rained on him by Amherst from the end of the first to the start of the second. Amherst hit seven consecutive three-point shots. Seeberger at the line to shoot two. Again, both teams have been to the line once tonight, and Seeberger barely got it there. You can tell they're tired. 56-44 Amherst, 3:12 to go. And Seeberger's going to tie his shoe just to catch a breath, whether it needed tying or not. He'll be down there to get the job done. Second free throw now coming up for Chris Seeberger. All of his points have been in the second half. This one's on the way, and it's good. So Seeberger got one of two. 56-45, the 24-point lead down to 11. 3:10 to go.
Amherst now just trying to hang on. Can you believe they've only scored 12 points in the second half? Inside they get it. Eckhout underneath. Scoop shot. A tough one is good. First bucket of the ball game for Holden. He was well defended by Eklund. 58-45. Quickly into the front court. Ryan into the paint. Finds some room. One-hand jumper up and in. 16 for Creighton Ryan. 58-47. 2:45 to go. Overton holding out hope here at Amherst. What a matchup if it was the 6-7 in the semifinal. But Amherst trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Adelin dribbling around over to Holden Eckhout. Up top to Hadwiger, who's outside the arc. Now some room on the baseline. Takes it at Margaret's around him. Missed the layup. He hit the rim on the way up. Dillon gets the rebound. His third. Overton again can make it single digits. It goes through Seeberger's hands, though. Everything had been going pretty well. And Seeberger was looking to get to the hoop before he caught the ball. Third turnover here in the fourth quarter. But I'll tell you what, you cannot fault the effort of the Eagles here in the fourth. They have outscored Amherst 14-5, but they're still down by 11. And Anderson again tries to go for the steal, and DJ will commit his third foul, and this will put Amherst into the 1-1. Again, they have been to the line once. Braden Eckhout to shoot the 1-1. Coach Clint Little decides to use a timeout here. He'll have two remaining. 2:06 to go in the ball game. It is Amherst 58 and Overton 47. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
At the end of the third quarter, the Kearney boys now lead Hastings 55-30 on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Kearney girls pulled away for a 51-26 victory earlier tonight. That was a five-point game at the half. Here, 2:06 remains in our Fort Kearney Conference boys quarterfinal. Amherst 58, Overton 47 at the line to shoot a 1-1. Braden Eckhout for the Broncos out of the timeout. The free throw is good. But again, this was a 24-point ball game in the second half. Overton just had too big of a hole to climb out of. Second free throw now by Eckhout on the way, and it is good. So he hits two. He's got 16, 60-47. Up the floor comes Overton. Eklund guarded the man-to-man by holding Eckhout. Tries to get a screen. Tries to dump it inside. He overthrows his teammate, but it goes right back into the hands of Ryan, whose layup somehow spun off the rim. And the rebound brought down by Ty Hadwiger, and that should just about do it when those don't go in. And Eckhout now, a big collision, and DJ Anderson saying, how about the charge? I'm the one on the ground, and DJ picks up the foul. That is his fourth, although Overton thinks that is five. That's only his fourth. So coming in for him will be Chris Seeberger, and Eckhout will go back to the line and shoot two. Just made two, and the first one for Braden is on the way, and it's good. 61-47, so it got a little interesting there for a minute or two, but Amherst is going to be able to pick up their 16th win of the season against just one loss. Second free throw is good, and you don't get Pleasanton Amherst twice every year, but you will this year. Amherst beat Pleasanton earlier this year, 71-43 at Pleasanton. 1:40 to go. Overton with a basketball. Elm Creek beat Elwood earlier tonight. Wilcox Hildreth was in a battle with SEM. Here is Eklund. He'll try a three-pointer. Hand in his face. In and out again. The rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. Up the floor comes Amherst. Two on one. Lob it to Hadwiger from Holden Eckhout. It's good. Tie with a dozen points. And Amherst will put a run on here at the end of the game to take it back up to 17. Creighton Ryan, a minute 13, gets it into Meyer. Brandon's left-handed scoop shot, no good. The ball ends up in the hands of Trevor Adelung. 1:10 to go to Hadwiger. Overton trying to run the basketball down. Eckhout able to get around him and give it to Preble. 1 minute to go. Hadwiger underneath to Eckhout. The shot is blocked and a foul called. Creighton Ryan, his first foul. It's a good foul. Either they give you the block or you make sure he doesn't score. And Holden Eckhout will go to the line and shoot two. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show will be coming up. Coaches' interviews, final stats, and more, so stay with us as the free throw is no good for Holden. Second free throw coming up, but first, Trey Tobenheim is going to come in for Preble. 64-47, the last 6 points scored by Amherst. Second free throw, Holden Eckhout. It is good. So he has 3 points. 65-47. A minute to go. Up the floor with it, Creighton Ryan. Over to Meyer. Brendan back to the baseline. Scoop shot up and good. Nice play by Brendan Meyer for his first bucket. 65-49. Overton now probably not going to foul. Up the floor is Adelung. 3-on-2. Eckhout takes it in for the layup and scores. So they decided not to hold the ball. So now they're kind of risking anything that Overton wants to do. 30 seconds to go into the front court. Sam Kolhonik, they double-team him. We got to be careful nobody gets hurt here with this intensity. Amherst continues to attack the hoop. They put it up no good with Eckhout holding again. And the rebound brought down by Sam Kolhonik. Gives it to Creighton Ryan. 12 seconds to go. Brendan Meyer sets for a three. Fires the three. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Trey Tobenheim. And he wisely now will dribble the clock out. A big-time first half, and Amherst able to overcome a rally by Overton here in the second half, and they put together a nice little run. They end the game on a 9-1 run, or 9-2 run, and the final score, Amherst 67, Overton 49. The Eagles are 7-11. Amherst is 16-1. Amherst will face Pleasanton in the 8 o'clock semifinal Friday night at the Viero Event Center live on ESPN 1460. And 1550. We'll take a break. The New West postgame show is coming up after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here in Amherst. Our quarterfinals are done, and some exciting basketball, some big runs from all four teams tonight. Opening game, Pleasanton 53, Axtell 52 on Cale Miller's three at the buzzer. their only lead of the game, overcoming a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter, turning the tables from what Axtell did at Pleasanton on opening night. And in game number two, Amherst went bonkers from the three-point line, hitting seven consecutive threes from the end of the first to the start of the second. They were 10 of 18 from three-point land in the first half. After starting 2 of 8, they finished 8 out of 10 from three-point land there, and had 44 in the first half. Held to just 23 here in the second half, but Overton, they'd get a little 4-6-point run, but could never just shut it down and go on that 12-0 run or 14-2 run to really put some hurt on Amherst. They were down 24. They cut it to 11, had multiple possessions, and could never knock it down closer than that. And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll be back with the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Welcome back to Amherst at the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers I had for tonight's ball game, starting with Overton. Seven players got the score column. DJ Anderson, 2 points. Sam Kulhonik, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Chris Seeberger, 9 points, all in the second half, 2 rebounds. Creighton Ryan led the way tonight for the Eagles, 16 points, 10 rebounds and a block. Caleb Eklund, 9 points, 7 rebounds. Dylan Margaret's 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. Brendan Meyer, 2 points and a rebound. Peyton Grote and Bryson Margaret's each had 1 rebound. 12 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting didn't go to the line in the first half. They were 1 of 2 in the third and the fourth quarters. 3-point shooting, 1 of 9 in the first half. I had a 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers for Overton, they had 8 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Eagles had 23 points at halftime, 26 points in the second half, and Overton will finish with 49 points, 29 rebounds, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 of 13 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 14 turnovers. Overton now 7 and 11 on the season, 5 and 4 in their last 9 games, and all four losses come via the state's top 10 teams in St. Pat's, in Elwood, in Elm Creek, and tonight in Amherst. We'll come back and talk with Amherst head coach Bill Giffen and look at his final stats right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Amherst, and then we'll talk with head coach Bill Giffen. They were led tonight by Trevor Adelung. He hit 7 3-pointers and finished with 23 points, 6 rebounds. He had 5 of those threes in the first half and had 17 of his points in the first half. Holden Eckout, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Trey Tobenheim, 4 points, 7 rebounds. Braden Eckout hit 4 threes, ended up with 18 points, 7 rebounds. Cale Preble, they'll probably throw him off the team. He only made 1 3-pointer tonight, 3 points, 1 rebound. Ty Hadwiger, 12 points, 7 rebounds. And Blake Kreitz, 2 points, 3 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. No free throws attempted by either team in the first half. Amherst was 0 of 2 in the third, 5 of 6 in the fourth. 3-point shooting, 10 of 18 in the first half, and then 2 of 7 is what I had in the second half. No blocks, 5 turnovers in each half. Amherst had 44 points at halftime, 23 in the second half. The Broncos finish with 67 points, 33 rebounds, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 12 of 25 from 3-point land. 10 turnovers, and Amherst is now 16-1. The sixth-ranked team in D1 defeats Overton. 67-49, they'll play Pleasanton at the Bureau Event Center Friday night at 8 o'clock in the semifinals, and Coach Bill Giffen joins us here at the postgame. And Bill, for about 11 minutes there, you could have hung with the Golden State Warriors or the Atlanta Hawks, it looked like, the way you guys were shooting the ball. There were obviously some down times, and it wasn't the coming out of the gate real fast, but when the threes are raining down, pretty hard to stop you guys.
Yeah, we really in that time frame, we really shot the ball well, and it was good shots too. I mean, there were some people hot. Definitely Trevor was hot, and Braden was, but I thought for the most part they were good. It was good shot selection, and so that's what we're aiming for is the good decisions. And so, yeah, that time frame, we definitely needed that way it all finished out.
Well, Overton's playing a 2-3 zone. You're supposed to break a zone by shooting the ball well. They never did come out of it, but Coach Little was telling us now that they've been playing more zone, they've just been better at it. How was this different than the first time you guys met? Or their defense has been better, should I say?
Yeah, the first time we met, it was anybody's ball game going into the fourth quarter, and I guess the score wasn't too much difference. This was a little bit more of a margin you expect to have at home. But, I don't know. I think we shot better this time overall. And that really wasn't my concern. I usually put defense and right at the top there on the marker board. The lack of focus, I guess, in that second half at times, lack of communication is I'm concerned about that because that just wasn't a little hiccup. It was a series of hiccups, and we told the team just a little bit ago in the locker room, they're held to a higher standard, and you got a bigger target on your back, so you got to suck it up and accept it. But there'll be hopefully louder venues than this, and more on the line and such. So we've got to be able to handle it here if we're going to handle it later on.
What did you specifically think about your defense? I know what you're talking about when you called the 30 timeout. They were starting to make some half-court passes. You're playing an intense man-to-man, so they're dragging you out to the corners and opening up the middle of the floor, and they burned you on that when they got back into the ball game. But you hold them below their season average. You hold them to 23 points in the first half. You kind of lock it down. Once it got to 11 points, you locked them down for the last 4 minutes. So they obviously did do some good things outside of that stretch in the third quarter.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to Overton. They're a vastly improved ball club. They got basically the two all-conference kids, you know, Eklund and Ryan, and they, you know, they could go and play elsewhere, I'm sure, and beyond this. So you hate to be so negative on your team and not give, you know, credit to those. And they've got some of the other supporting cast that's getting better. And so they're definitely a good team. Some of the easier buckets that they made, I'm concerned with, where we're losing guys and our communication isn't there and such. That's a little, you know, we need to challenge all shots when you get a, and you're right, you put some pressure and you're vulnerable to that, but we hopefully with our quickness we're able to, you know, come out of that and still guard somebody well.
Talking with Bill Giffen, head coach of Amherst, they win it tonight 67-49. And Bill, you've got a lot of kids that have played a lot of varsity action, basketball, football, everything that they've been doing. But still, Kale's your only senior. You sit here, you watch Pleasanton come back on Axtell. You had a bigger cushion, but the comeback starts. There's time still to catch you. What happened with about 4 minutes to go when you did shut them down that made you kind of go, you know what, these guys, they can handle it if we get in this situation again?
Yeah, we definitely didn't have those lapses within that time frame, so we were holding them down, and then we hit some shots. It just seemed like, yes, we were just half a skip off kilter there for a while, and then we, you know, hit a shot, and then you kind of calm down. You'd hope to be mentally tough to go, you know, beyond that, and those lag times would last less. You know, it's a game of runs. Especially if you're playing a quality team, it's going to be a game of runs. But I thought, you know, we did settle down and we came back and put it away. So that part is good. And you get a W and you go into event center. So.
I know that if you knew that you were going to win the next two games, you would rather play Axtell for a wild card points and the 2-3 matchup. But then you draw Pleasanton. You're probably, I still say, your biggest rival. They get a big win tonight. Here on your court, you did blast them last time. One of the few times that they have actually been blasted all year. They're kind of like Overton. They seem to be able to beat everybody. Now, their style's not the same. So what are you expecting Friday night in this rematch against Pleasanton?
Well, about what you've seen. I mean, they've looked to be a very patient team. Brendan Axman is a definitely, you know, he's an all-conference, another all-conference individual. He's expanded his game, I think, and you saw that when Cale Miller took the winning shot. You know, it probably would have been Brendan's deal, but he found the open guy. And so it's a dangerous team, you know, for a record and whatnot. It's a very dangerous team as far as that's how I look at it. And, you know, the pace hopefully is going to be a little different than what they had in that game. If it's not, you know, it's trouble for us. So, but yeah, they're a quality opponent, and, you know, Coach Armour's done a great job with them, and got all the respect in the world for them.
Well, great win tonight. It was fun to watch the kids play all the rest of the games from the Viero Event Center on ESPN Radio. So we'll see you in Kearney. Don't get lost on the way over.
No, I won't try. Thanks for covering us.
Thanks, Coach. We'll be back with more on the New West Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the New West Postgame Show. Other scores tonight, the Kearney boys finish off Hastings 68 42-45. We're waiting on a final on the Wilcox-Hildreth SEM game, which was 3 points at halftime. Elm Creek beat Elwood earlier tonight, and a Pleasanton upset here before we had our first game tonight, upset Axtell by one. And for a little bit there, I thought we were going to see an even bigger comeback. Down 24, cut it to 11, and time to go. But Clint Little, the head coach of Overton, gives us a couple of minutes before hitting the bus and heading back over. Boy, the game starts okay, and about 4 minutes in, you're up 11-8, and the next thing you know, here comes the Amherst Globetrotters, and they just can't miss. It's one of those nights, and I know you guys have run into it a couple of times this year.
Yeah, they were really lights out right there. I know you just told me they hit 7 threes in a row. Kids battled hard the whole night. That first quarter, we had a pretty good thing going, and then when they caught fire like that, it's hard. It's one of the dangers of playing the 2-3 zone, and they took advantage of it tonight.
Yeah, talk about it. I mentioned Bill and I were talking about it and how maybe you guys looked different, if at all, from the first time you played. You said since going to this zone, your defense has gotten better. Three-point shooters have to be good against a zone, and they were, yet you didn't come out of it and go to a man-to-man after all of that. Just your thought process on that.
Well, one thing about it is we play better in the 2-3 zone, and we know one of the dangers of doing that is if you face a team that's shooting lights out, they want to try and get you out of there. But that's been our bread and butter. The 2-3 zone's been really good to us this year, and we need to learn how to battle through those kinds of things. It's still early in the year. I know conference is a big deal, and that's one of our big goals every time to play conference. But this isn't the end of the season for us right now, and we need to learn how to battle back from those things. So as long as we take it as a learning experience, we can get some good out of this.
Not only are they hitting everything, it seems like everything you shoot, you're still getting that drive, you're still getting that penetration. The threes aren't going for you so much, at least in the games I've seen. The threes hasn't been going, but they're rattling around, and you're sitting over there on the bench going, like you just mentioned here during the break, they were shooting in the ocean, and you're trying to throw it in a thimble, and it has to mount. What was it like at halftime? Because I know these kids know that they can make a comeback. 21's a lot, but they got halfway home.
21 is a lot of points. We kind of put ourselves in a hole, but part of that, like I said, was just their shooting. I mean, they were just lights out right there. Credit to our kids because they don't stop. They had opportunity Friday night against Elm Creek to stop playing and let that game get out of hand, and we battled back. We forced overtime. Tonight, being down 24 and coming back down to 11, getting within striking distance with 2 minutes to go in the game, I can't ask for a better effort out of the kids. Execution at times needs to get a little bit sharper, but I don't know what high school coach can't say that about their team.
Everybody wants to know. They watch every coach praises Creighton Ryan and Caleb Eklund. What about you as their coach? They are just so athletic out there. And I know the other guys are getting better around them just in the games I've seen, and they fill their roles, and they make the layups on great passes, or they dish the assists. But the 1-2 punch that you have is something special in those two.
Yeah, Creighton and Caleb, in the conference, I don't know if there's a better necessarily 1-2 punch. I think they're two of the best players in the conference, and it's just about finding those guys around them to continue to step up, and they're getting better, and they're starting to play together a lot better. These five, only seven kids I play a lot, they've never played together before. Caleb and Creighton have always been kind of with that class up above them, and the rest of the team kind of played together, so they're still at times feeling each other out and kind of learning what they're all about.
Well, these kids walked on the floor at the state final at Pinnacle Bank last year, and you've got some you just don't get to play at home. The final three games are on the road. Wilcox-Hildreth trying to win the regular season title, then SEM, and then at Gibbon in the Lou Platt Conference, and then you're off to district. So the bad thing about losing early in conference is you get more practice and you lose out on a couple of games. So what do you want to do here in the next 10 days before you play again?
We got a couple kids that are a little bit banged up. Eklund took a shot to the thigh tonight, and Creighton's been hampered by a couple little small injuries lately. So it'll give us a couple days to rest up and hopefully heal a couple of those injuries, and then finding our shots right now because we are struggling, especially from behind the arc. We're really struggling right now. So just finding consistency with our shot and getting healed up right now the next few days.
Well, Coach, always a pleasure watching the Eagles, and hopefully some more wins before the end of the season, especially once the postseason rolls around. So get them healed up, and we'll see you again.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Clint. Clint Little, head coach of the Overton Eagles. They fall tonight 67-49 to Amherst. We've got more of the New West postgame show as we wrap things up on this Tuesday night. Stay with us.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? by giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Well, let's take a look at some of the other scores that we had for you tonight. As we said, Kearney High comes away with the sweep tonight as they take care of Hastings, 51-26 in the girls' game, 68-45 in the boys' game was the final tonight. Also, Elm Creek boys take care of Elwood earlier tonight, and they're able to win that basketball game 59-43. Still waiting on the final, by the way, on our contest between Wilcox Hildreth and SEM, which was close at half, three-point ball game. And I think maybe we've picked up a final on that ball game. So we'll see what happens when that rolls along. Taking a look at some of the other scores tonight, there were a lot of basketball games played, catching up on conference tournaments. Let's look in the girls. It was Arcadia Loup City over Gibbon in the Loup Platte, 54-38. Blue Hill beat Franklin in the Twin Valley, 61-20. Regular season, Broken Bow beat Lexington, 49-25. Fullerton beat Shelby Rising City, 61-35. Lawrence Nelson over Kennesaw, 50-38. Is that it? I think that's it as far as the girls' games that have been reported so far tonight from around the area. As far as the boys' games, Blue Hill over Lawrence Nelson, 63-41. Deschler over Shelton, 57-15. Kennesaw over Harvard, 53-30. Regular season action, Northwest beat Crete, 46-44. And Wilcox Hildreth now, we do have the final. They beat SEM, 65-52. So it'll be Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek at 6:15 on Friday night, followed by Pleasanton and Amherst at 8 o'clock. We'll take a final break and wrap things up after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. If the weather holds, we will have the Kearney Catholic at Ravenna boys basketball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If it does not, it'll be moved to Thursday. We'll still have it for you here on Classic Hits. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is on schedule. They don't have anything on the books for tomorrow, so the rest of the tournament will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550, starting from the Viero Events Center on Thursday night. Girls semifinals, Axtell Amherst at 6:15, Pleasanton Elm Creek at 8 o'clock, and then the boys semifinals, Wilcox Hildreth and Elm Creek at 6:15 Friday, followed by Pleasanton taking on Amherst at 8 o'clock. And then the 2-4, 6-8 consolation and finals on Saturday. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Huskers win tonight 76-60 over Northwestern. Cale Miller hits a three at the horn to give Pleasanton a 53-52 win over Axtell. And in the second game, Amherst hit 10 three-pointers in the first half, and they slide on in to a 67-49 victory over Overton. 23 points for Trevor Adelung, 18 for Braden Eckhout. Creighton Ryan had 16 and 10 for Overton. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Have a great night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com. The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on.